So we're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Nun Zayin, which is talking about the halachas of Hatmanas Chamen, of insulating warm food, Siv Dalad, page 56. It says, Mechava, Ava Pishayim Tevna B'Shabbos, even though we're not allowed to insulate on Shabbos, Afilah B'Dov B'Shayim Ha'isav Hevel, even something that does not increase the heat, but in Tamin Ma'im Ha'igayim, if let's say you insulated something from before Shabbos, v'nisgala mishcha sheicha, and then after it already was dark, it became uncovered. Mutalazu l'chasoy, so you let it go back and cover it. V'chein, also, imrotz lohisav lov b'Shabbos, you want to add on to the insulation of Shabbos. Moisiv, you're allowed to add on. V'chein, imrotz l'kuloy. Let's say, if you want to take the whole thing, v'losaz achab b'mkoymoy, and put another one in its place, whether the first one is hotter more than the second one, whether the second one is hotter than the first one, even if it was only covered with a sheet, you can take it and cover it with some heavy coat. Now, this that Yelada, once it was already covered, Yelada do all these different types of changes. This only if the pot was fully cooked. But the main of the shell is called, but it wasn't fully cooked. Then even to add on to the covering is forbidden. This additional insulation is causing it to cook, which is a problem. But Bishel says the Mishmarus of Katan Chavhei. So he said, even though you're not insulated on Shabbos, even if it's something that's not Maisav Hevel, but if you have insulated for before Shabbos in something that's not Maisav Hevel, and then in his gala Mishcha Sheicha became uncovered once it was dark, Masha Kasub in his gala. This is the Machabah says the word that it became uncovered. Lav Davka. That's not precise. It's not like it happened to become uncovered. Even initially, one is allowed to go and uncover it too much because of like he writes shortly. But the Kamash one, what he's coming to teach us is the Abichi Agabna, even in such a case, in this Galim and Melu, it became uncovered by itself. Davka Mishcha Sheicha, it specifically was when it was already dark. But even if it became uncovered by itself, but it'd be before Shabbos, then Osla Chasayis B'Shabbos, then it'd be forbidden to cover it on Shabbos. Then it'd be like initially insulating on Shabbos. Shartin Ayes Chabdal says that even though the Bach is makel regarding such a case, and that's how the Eli Rabbi is inclined, says I was saying something like an opinion of Shulchan Aruch that passes like Rishonim that Machmer regarding this, because in Yerushalmi it's before she explicitly like this, and that's how it sounds like the opinion of the Vilna Gaon in his commentary. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, says Vakolshkin all the more so, in Gilobi Yadayim Bayim, if he actively went and uncovered it from before when it was still daytime, even if he had a mind to cover when it was already dark, he now go ahead and cover it on Shabbos, which Shar Hatzin Chafei says that even the Bach is made regarding such a case, like over there, and Zmuch to be Agra, that even if you uncovered it by Ben Hashmashes, it would also be forbidden to cover it on Shabbos. Sivkat and Chavav. So he said, okay, if it was covered, then uncovered. When it was Shabbos, then you let it go back and cover it again. What you want to add on Shabbos, you could add on if you want to take the whole thing and put it in another place, whether the whichever one is hotter, doesn't make a difference. Afila v'chulu, even if it was only covered besadin, what it means to say is, the loitim, don't say, no, this, the fact that it was covered in a sheet, it's not considered insulating, shein milk is not effective. If that's the case, when you subsequently cover it with this heavy coat on Shabbos, that would be like initially insulating on Shabbos. Kamashmullah is telling you, no, the afsad ma'ilak upon memixis, even a sheet is effective at least somewhat. If it's considered that it already was insulated, and therefore you let it go ahead and switch it for whatever the covering that you're going to put it into right now. As long as we said it was already fully cooked. But if it wasn't, then even to add on to the cover would be forbidden, because this addition, Sivkan Chavzayin, Goyim Law, causes it to get cooked, which he says, Ayim Be'a Locha, Lik De'Be'a Locha, which the Be'a Locha in Divi Masal Grimla Liz Bashal writes that the Magen Avraham writes that when it was insulated in something that does not increase the heat, Pashut, that it doesn't cause Bishla at all. Rather, it's talking about the way he writes in Sif Ches, that is that the Kedera, the pot, is on the Kira, on the stove, which has beneath it coals, which are Ketumim, there's a blech, because if not, according to the Mechabi, now keep it over there, a pot that wasn't fully cooked. And above is covered with garments in a situation that it doesn't touch the pot, as Brent Sevches, that then you let it be matman in such a way, then it's going to cause bishul by adding on to the covering, which in the Sefer Beis Meir disagrees on them, and he writes that the pashtus of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch sounds like, no, it's a problem in all situations. And that's written in Sefer Neir Shalom. And the reason the Beis Meir writes is because when you insulate something hot that's maintaining its heat and it cooks, even if you're insulating it something that does not increase the heat, it just maintains its heat and its bubbling. At every moment that it lengthens the bubbling and the cooking, it cooks more. And that addition is causing bishul. And that's as obvious in Rashi, Dapn and Aleph. Noit lets a gufkrin, if he's afraid that it's going to makdiach tavshila, even though the gufkrin is not most of hevel. So you see that it's going to cause it to cook more. And therefore he says, I didn't quote the words of Magid Abram Lalocha. It's a problem in all situations. Sefei. In Pina Hatav Shabbos Shabbos, if someone clears out the dish on Shabbos, Megadirshin is Vashaba, from the pot that it was cooked in, Megadiracheris, you emptied it from one pot to another pot, then Mutzalat Minim, but then you're allowed to insulate people. There's a very easy heter if you want to insulate something. Let's say the electricity goes off or whatever, and you're afraid the challah's not going to be hot by the time the Suda. So you just clear it out from one pot to another pot, and then Mutzalat Minim, but then you're allowed to insulate something that does not increase the heat. Doesn't mention Bura Sevkan Chavches and Pina Bechulu if you cleared it out because the Loi Asu didn't make it forbidden. The Kishu Bechulu is possible only if it's in the first pot that was cooked in. Avik Kishu Ben Noel Kliacha, but if you clear it out to another vessel, Avshadani Yatzalat this boy, even though it's still hot to the touch, Mutter, it's going to be permitted. And Avil Mechazav Ian, what's even a bigger chiddush is Avil Mechazav Ian Oisachkech Lekli Rishon Shal Iboy. Even if he went after he spilled it from one cup, one bowl to the one pot to another pot, he put it back in the original pot. Not Mishra, it's also going to be permitted. The Sulimik Klevishin is not called Klevishin anymore. It's not the first vessel anymore. I'm like, it's like something that's cool. The Mutlat Minda, they're allowed to insulate it. But I feel like Klevishin, and even in the original vessel, in the Skarash, in the Yatzalad, if it cooled down, that it's not, doesn't make the hand recoil when it touches it. Gamkin near the Shalat Minda says Mishra, that also would appear that you're allowed to insulate it. If it's in a situation that's necessary. Sharatin Efcha Eschav Tes brings that this is from the Primer Gadon and in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says, and even though what the Primer Gadon writes in Eshel Avram that the Magid Avram is not sure about this, he says, however, it would seem that one should not be stringent regarding this if it's Mevakam Atzayach, because you rely on the Sheet is Mechabin, Shin Chesiv Dal, that he holds that since it cools down a little bit from its heat, if not yet Tzeledis, that's already considered like time, like cold, which, excluding from what the Ramah writes over the Insef Tes Vav Nagod, that if it's not totally cooled down, it's not considered like cold. And according to this, it's possible that one should not be Mekel also regarding Atmana, because according to Rama, that's still warm. So, can't really get the leniency on both ends. But it says, B'makom Tzarech, you can be lenient. Sivkat L'chav Tes. So, if you cleared it out, the Kteach Acheres to another pot, it says, enough, it doesn't make a difference if Niskavim Befeirish Kedelikar, if that was his intent, so that it should cool down by putting it to another pot, like the Stam Alei Zibor, or whatever, for no good reason. It doesn't make a difference. As the Sharatian Islam it says obviously in Beis Yosef, from this that he agrees to the Shi'as Rambam, and other places in the Medina, look over there, Sifkat and Lamed. And then you let it insulate, but Dabash Einim Hulu, and something that does not increase the heat. Because if Dabash Einim Hulu, something that increases the heat, I feel it's saying the Gama Asr, then even something that's totally cold is forbidden, as we're going to see later on. Sivvav, Mutl Hatm Shabbos, you let it insulate on Shabbos, Dabash Einim Hulu, something that is cold. But Dabash Einim Hulu, something that does not increase the heat, Kedishli Stambi Yosef, that doesn't cool down even more. Or actually to take out its chill. Even to insulate totally cold, even before Shabbos, Nami Asr is also going to be forbidden.
It says in Mishbru, Siv Katan Lam and Aleph, that we said, Mechaba said that Mutal Hatna Bechulu, that you're allowed to insulate on Shabbos something cold. Mephil Adam Chashab Shari, and even a distinguished personality, it's permitted for him to do that. Siv Katan Lam and Beis, which we said to insulate Dabar Tainan, something that's cold, in something that does not increase the heat, and that's kikurin mayim, for example, water or tavshel, or let's say a cooked dish. Tachas karmic sauces beneath pillows and blankets. Again, if it's cold, if it's not maizav hevel, that's going to be permitted. Siv zayin kol hecha the asrin and hatmana. Whatever we say, insulating is forbidden. Afilu gedem mevashal kalsarka. Then even if it's a pot of food totally cooked, that's when we say it's forbidden. But if it's a stomach very early, and even if the more cooks, the worse it is, still it's going to be forbidden. That's the primary halacha. Now, but yesh mekin v'im, those are lean, and they say, the chol shuchay legamri, if it's totally raw, in his bashal kotzarka, it's fully cooked. Mutabat mana, then actually permitted to do insulation. Kamei b'shiu, like the halacha of shihia, of keeping a food on the open flame. Commissions about el submission and gimel, like we said in the submission and gimel. In the place where the custom is to be lenient based on this logic, you don't protest in what they're doing. But other places should not take on this custom. Says Mishbu said cotton lama gimel. Mechaba said wherever we say it's forbidden to do insulation, then even in the pot that's cooked called tzarka b'chulu, all that it needs, still there is an isser of hatmana. Now v'loy dama l'shiyal gabekir, and that is it's not comparable this shita's mechaba of hatmana for leaving food an open flame on the stove. There everyone agrees it's permitted. If it's fully cooked, it could be some reason to gimel. Because what's the difference? The stamat manam in general regarding insulation, primarily you're insulating it because you want it for the following day. So and therefore you have to stoke it more so that the food doesn't cool off. But they were always concerned in all situations for stoking it. Meaning if you would insulate it with coals, because mishum zan they creed because of that case. Anything increased it cannot like we mentioned before. And even if someone's insulating for the purpose of nighttime, the sage did not differentiate regarding the gezera, as the Shartzin Yis Lamadal says. This is from the Ramah previously in Sif Alf, the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah further, this is much inki mishi, which is not the case by Shehiya. The stam Shehiya generally leaving something on the open flame, who rak l'tzarech halala, that's for the nighttime. Shari menich magula, because he's leaving it uncovered. But they scrub his amur, and they're not going to cool down a short amount of time. Therefore, we're not concerned for chito if it's already fully cooked. As the Shartzi Nois Lamed Hei says, and if you actually are leaving it for the following day, it's also permitted because since it's uncovered, so it's going to cool down a lot, and therefore I said the Magen Ram, just stoking it a little bit, it's not even going to help. So that's the difference between Hatmana and Shehir. Says the Mishmur further, Sibkor Lamed Dal, and Vafil Mitzam of Grali, even if the more it's cooking, it's going to get worse. Now, but the evidence after the fact, Mutter, Lukuliyam of Mitzam of Grali, then yeah, it is going to be permitted according to everyone if the more it cooks, the worse it's going to get. Kunamba Sefav, like we said in Sefav. Sivka lamad hey. Now the Ramah said v'yesh mekiel mechulu. Some are leaning and they say no. If it's totally raw or it's fully cooked, then it's going to be permitted by hatmana just like b'shiyah. Which koy hatmana, but the dove makes him help him by gim. This v'yesh mekiel is going on when you're insulating something that increases the heat from before Shabbos because of a hot Shabbos. The dove is any mitzvah evil because to insulate on Shabbos and something that does not increase the heat. I feel the virtual kotzargum, but some of reality, then even in fully cooked and the more cooked the worse it's going to get. Also, calling amas says the vilna going to prima godim, that would be forbidden according to everyone. It's just like we're like Shia from before Shabbos, which is the Isser B'davah Maisav Hebel, that will be permitted. Sivka Lamed Vav. If somebody is raw, legamri, totally, where Svilu, they hold, Kibishu Chai, since it's raw, Filim Hoyimat and Meremetz, even if a guy would insulate in coals, Lo'imis Bashal, Idea Chidl Tzarech Lale, wouldn't cook by stoking it for the purpose of night, Vad Lamacher, and up until tomorrow, Balava Chidl Yis Bashal, even without stoking, it's going to cook. Lekach Lechashin, if we're not concerned, and if it's going to be permitted, as we say by Shia. And again, if they have the minik, don't be meicha, but if someone does not have it, one should not follow that type of opinion. Be'alochem, the v'maschel aval b'davah ha'maisiv hevel, we said, but by something that increases the heat, then even to do insulation for something totally cold, even from before Shabbos, is going to be forbidden. So he said, look at the Shabbos that he writes, that during the weekday, it's permitted. And even though it's from the things that increase the heat, that's only for things that are hot. But for things that are cold, actually, cool. I mean, he says that with sand, choil means sand, that with sand it's going to be permitted. Because even though it's also from the things that increase the heat, and we said for things that are cold are forbidden, it says it's only for hot things. But for cold things, sand actually, the Gemara tells us, actually makes things cold. Things that are hot makes it hot. So therefore, with sand, it would be permitted with something cold. Then we must have a full hot man in the Gemara. Even to insulate something totally cold, still the mace of Hebel will be a problem even from before Shabbos. So look at the Piagra that brings the source from the Gemara Shabbos on Memches, where Rabba got upset at the sermon of the Resh Galusa that put a jug of cold water on the top of the warm kettle, and he said it's forbidden because it's introducing heat. As like the mace of Hebel. And so we see that something of Hevel is forbidden even by Tzayin, look over his words. However, you should know that it's not literally like of Hevel, because if that would be the case, even from before Shabbat would be forbidden. Tzad Hashroch Noch Paskin later in Rishon Ches, that from before Shabbat that's permitted. That's obvious from the Be'agra explicitly, that it's only forbidden on Shabbat. It sounds like over there that it's not called of Hevel. What it means to say is that because it introduces heat and something cold, the Rabbanim made it regarding this like of Hevel, that it should be at least forbidden on Shabbos. And this is similar how the Meskel Yasa explains, look over the incineration, Nun Ches. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 23. So the Mechaber was speaking about that even though you're not insulated on Shabbos, But if it was insulated from before Shabbos, it got uncovered from when it's already Shabbos, then you let it go ahead and recover it. Now, and he goes back and recovers the pot. And Mishmurin Shin Yud Ches writes that's permitted to add on and to insulate a kli that has a tavshal beneath the begadim that he had covered the pot in the situation where it's not going to be bishul, because since the ikrat mana on every Shabbos was for the purpose of the kedera of the pot, and since when the kedera becomes uncovered in the situation, you let it cover it. So you let it cover derech agav, parenthetically, incidentally, also an additional kli. Chazanish writes it's forbidden to do hatmana even by derech agav, and that would be forbidden. Dishon number 24, in the words of Mishabru, this said the Mechaber wrote v'niskalsa is lav davka, because even the ketchila is permitted to be megala, as he writes later on. Now, even if he uncovered the pot with the intention of not covering it, Archa Shochan writes, from the Stimus of Huskim that didn't differentiate, it sounds like it's still permitted, not like the Bachelet says forbidden. Now, if someone takes out a pot from its insulation and he puts it on the ground, Ali Rabbi writes, Nim lech mishnah, that you now go back and do atmano until David brings this halacha. Pinchas mezalman, it's logical that if the hatmana was done with something that's not Maisav Hevel, that it's permitted to put it back in. Like the Pinchas Meiri Masechet Shabbos is lean regarding this, because even regarding Issach Hazara on the Kira, the Rambam writes in Mishnah Gimel that if the pot was removed on Shabbos, that minig is to put it back on, even when it's put on the ground, it just writes Tov L'Hachma. And so to exchange the things that the pot was insulated in, and not just the cover, it's burned in the words of B'Kiva Egia, that's permitted. Not like the words of the Rosh Hashanah Masechet Shabbos that differentiates between changing the covering that's permitted to changing the primary thing that's insulated that's going to be forbidden. Now, even though if the pit that the pot was insulated and got ruined, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Leiman Mishnah Tez Nim the Yeshayim, that's forbidden to put back the pot, because he's going to have to make a place for the pot. So it comes out like as if he's insulating a Shabbos, that's what Rabbi Kiva Egia points out. So this relates is Miyashiv, that according to this opinion, that it needs to be that the earlier hatmana is connected to the new hatmana, and therefore only if the first hatmana is still there could you then go ahead and remove the pot to another hatmana in somewhere else. And so too, if the pot that was insulated is in its original place, he go ahead and exchange the covering. But if he's moving the pot that was insulated to do hatmana somewhere else, and the first makom hatmana is bottled, so there's no continuation for the original hatmana, and therefore you know, I'll do that. Now, it's not true over there regarding someone that changes from the box that he insulated in so that he could do hatmana in another box. If when he finds that the pot from the first box needs that the other box to be prepared for hatmana, and is it only in such a situation you let to move it, or is it permitted to be matman in all situations? Look over there, that remains with a tzarach in. And Dishra 25, that the Mishpur had said that if it was uncovered from before Shabbos, even if you did it with the intention of covering it when it's already Shabbos, it's forbidden to cover it on Shabbos. Now, however, regarding this Chazara on the Kira that's Gufa Kaduma, Shatzin wrote in Mishnah Gimel that if someone took the pot from the Kira from before Shabbos, if he did it with the intention of returning it, then it is permitted to return it on Shabbos. That's pointed out, that contrast from the Kuntur Shalmei Toida. Dishra number 26, the words of the Sharatzin and Ois Chafhei, that he says that even the Bach agrees in the case of if he uncovered it before Shabbos, that's forbidden to cover on Shabbos. That is in the case that the Mishnah Berurah mentions that he uncovered from before Shabbos with the intention of not covering it before Shabbos. For sure that if he uncovered it with the intention not to cover it at all. But if he uncovered it with the intention of covering it from before Shabbos, he just forgot. The opinion of the Bach is that it's actually permitted to cover it, and like in the situation where it got uncovered by itself from before Shabbos. Dishra 27, we said that if you're moving it to another kli, even though that it's still Yatzalatis, but it actually would be permitted to do Hatmana. Now, a tavshal that's a dover gush, a solid. Mishmur writes in Shin Yud Ches that our place in that hole, that even when you move it to a kli sheni, it's lost halacha like a kli rishon. So Pinchas Mishmur Elitz says, however, that's still permitted to remove from the vessel that was cooked in there to do hatmana, because since he's doing a maisa to cool it off by removing it from the kli rishon, you don't have to be concerned that he's going to come to heat it up. And aside for that, that's some din that Dava Gush is considered kli rishon is not muskim, it's not agreed by everyone, and therefore this would be permitted to do hatmana on the kli sheni. Dish number 28, on the words of the Sharatzi and the Sif Cotton, an Ois Chav Tes, that he said that even though the Ramah writes when something is still a little warm it's not considered as cold, it's considered as warm, and maybe one should not be lenient regarding hatmana. So the Chazon Ish writes that the het hatmana is not totally in the din of bishlach habishal, which is what is told over there, because even the Ramah that permits to cook a food that was cooked that just wasn't totally cooled down yet, he agrees it's considered as cold, because not yet it's ledzba, and never you're allowed to do hatmana with it. And this Ramah permits to cook it, that's because really lalacha we hold, ain't bishlach habishal, there's no cooking after cooking, even by something that's a liquid. It's just that you're made together to be machmer by liquid that totally cooled down, not to cook it. But therefore, that there's no contradiction here at all. Dish number 29, that the Mishnah Berurah had wrote in Sifkat and Chav Tes, that it doesn't make a difference what was the intention of when you moved it from one pot to another pot. Either way, in the second pot, you're allowed to go ahead and do hatmana. Now, the reason for this, Chazon Ish writes, is that even though he didn't move the food to cool it off for some other reason, but since it didn't stop him from causing the food to cool down by moving it to another kli, so therefore we're definitely not concerned that it's going to come to now stoke it and heat it up. Os Chazon Ish writes, it's permitted to move on Shabbos water from a kettle to a thermos that keeps the heat insulated. Because just like a kli sheni that was removed inside of a tavshil, even though it was not removed for the purpose of cooling it down, you're allowed to do hatmana in that kli sheni. Same thing over here when he's removing the food or the item to for the purpose of insulating. And he adds on, it's possible that actually insulating in the thermos is not even considered hatmana because they didn't prohibit putting a food into a kli, even though a kli protects the heat of the tavshil on some level not to cool off so fast. And they only made it forbidden to do hatmana of the kli itself in the garment, in some type of a cloth. Now this, that the closing of the cover of the thermos not considered as hatmana, Chuvasik Zemeshi explains that it's similar to putting a cover on top of a pot, which is not considered hatmana, even though his intention is to protect the heat, because that's the way of protecting a pot, as we said in Sefkot Niyadal, like in Chuvasik Zemeshi in Chelik Av, Sim Tzad Gimel, regarding the halacha of a thermos. In dish number 30, the Shartzin Sefkot Lamed was saying that it's obvious when they say so, this, that it agrees to the opinion of the Rambam, another Peskim. What that means to say is, Minalig Rashi, it says that the reason for the hetera of moving the food from one pot to another pot, that Shaykh Tavka in a situation that when you're moving the tavshal to cool it down, because since you see there's not makbar on the heat, so we're not concerned that you can come to heat it up, then that would be the Nakuda. Dear Shu number 31, Mishbarat said that even the Adam Chashab is permitted to do hatmana with a cold item. What he means to say is that we don't pass an halacha like an opinion of Rabbi Amim Sechel Shabbos Davnun Aleph, that Adam Chashav is forbidden to insulate even by something cold, which Rashi explains over there, because someone that sees Adam Chashav being Mekel might come to be Mekel more, says Machzah Shekel. That's the point that we're saying, that no, even Adam Chashav would be permitted. Dish number 33, on the words of the Bir Halacha, that he referenced what the Mechaber says in Sif Chaz. So too regarding if someone insulates in hot ashes that don't have any coals, the Prima Gadim writes that we find Bishul by something that does not increase the heat. Like the Mishnah writes in Sifkot Chavdal Nim Marshal, that hot ashes are considered like Dabash Enimus of Evel. And the reason for that, Chazon Ish writes, is because it continues to cool down. Dish number 34, Pinmagin Abraham, who holds that which the Bir Halacha was saying, that adding on coverings causes it to cook more. Now, then the Pinim HaGram, who holds that it's not Bishul, and this Gerelitz explains that since you're not adding any heat, it's just protecting the situation of its bubbling, which is already there in the food item. It's just removing what would cause it to cool down. That's not considered as increasing Bishul. Now, to close the window in the place where the food is there, the Pinner Rizkin Elitz is that if it's not intending to hasten its cooking, it's permitted, even according to the base mayor. He adds on, as possible, it's permitted to do this, even in a situation where closing the window is sick ratio, that for sure it's going to add into the cooking, because since it's not engaged in the actual cooking of the item to increase its heat, so closing the window is not really connected to the Maisa Bishul. However, if he's intending with the closing of the window to add on to the cooking, it is possible it's considered Mabashal, even according to the Magen Avraham, because he's adding on heat to the cooking of the pot, and it's not similar to being Matmer B'davash Enimus of Hevel, where the heat is maintained in the pot, and he's just protecting it from going out. Here might be actually a more severe type of an action. In dish number 36, that the Be'er Halacha had said that because putting the cold water on the water kettle was introducing heat, Shabbani considered regarding this like Moisav Halachas Nisha, explains a little bit differently. He says that since the heat reaches the cold food, it's considered like insulating warm food and not like insulating cold food. And if that's the case, then it's going to be forbidden only because you're doing it at Mona Sha'in. It's because you're insulating Dovah Sha'in Moisav Hevel, which is also on Shabbos, and therefore that's why it's permitted on Erev Shabbos. So it's like it just makes it into like hot food, but it's not making like as if you're doing hadmona in something that's a mitzvah. It's like any mitzvah.